All right. As far as injuries go, Ford had back spasms in pregame and couldn't go. We've got to get an MRI on his the disc. He's had that. He had that in college, and so we'll just see where he's at with that. But for him not to be able to play, I mean, this kid loves to play the game, so it's an unfortunate thing there. And then Thomas had a concussion early. He went through the protocol. He didn't pass it, so he couldn't come back in. We'll just see how he does during the week here. And then Charkhandrick has a hamstring strain. Again, we'll see how that works out. I think that's a day-to-day thing, and we'll see how he recovers here. But all in all, a good win, which I think is a good football team. There's a very small margin in this league between winning and losing. They've had some unfortunate things here at San Diego with injuries, and they're trying to get guys back, and we know what kind of team they are. So Mike's done, a tremendous job of putting this team together offensively. I mean, they scare you to death with all their firepower there, and their quarterback is playing like no other right now. So, and then defensively, like I said, they're just getting guys back. So, but again, good football team. I give credit to our defense. I thought our defense played a good football game all the way around. Eric Berry continues to play well, and Justin Hughes. I mean, I can keep going. I mean, they're all playing well and playing confident. It's important that we continue to build on. We're not as good as we as you can be. I mean, that's how it works in this league. You got to keep working your game and making sure that that you continue to strive to be better than you are today, tomorrow. So we'll keep doing that. It was good to get Ware in the game, and not on Charkhandrick's side of it, but just to get him in and to watch him play. He's a powerful kid that has shown us the caliber that you just saw today in practices in the preseason. It's tribute to John Dorsey and the job that he's done on bringing talent in here. I mean, we're down a few different spots, and guys stepped in and did a nice job. The fans, it was great. I mean, they stayed right to the end and cheered us on, and they're everywhere. And we love the sea of red, man. We love it. So with that, time's yours. Well, no, I'm going to tell you, I'm proud of the guys for the character that they have. Very easily, they could have gone the other way, coaches and players, for that matter, and they they didn't do that. They've played their hearts out. They'll continue to do that because that's the way they're wired. It's important that we keep striving to get better, and we've got so much room to do that. It's crazy. So, but it's the right attitude. You guys are around them every day, and you get a chance to see them and talk to them, and it's a special group that way.
And you haven't had many teams that started like that, 1-5. And you had to do something different
to
kind of reach them and
put
them in.
You felt like that the young guys would get more experience. Some of the guys that hadn't played for a while because of injury or suspension or sickness, here they're coming back, and you felt like they just kept together and kept pushing that we'd stand a chance there, and they did that. That's why my hat's off to them. Long road, it's still ahead. Well, we keep putting him in as a blocker. I told him we'd give him the ball. I didn't know he was going to jump over. Yeah, I didn't know that was going to happen. But he's athletic. We've used him the last couple of years there. We've had him blocking, whether it's pass or run, he's blocked. So he's a talented guy.
Biggest fear there, him holding on to the ball?
You know what? If I feared it, I wouldn't have called it, right? I just He's done it in practices and done very well with it. So I really didn't have that fear. I think it's an NFL record, I think. I mean, I don't know. We'll have to go weigh him here.
How instrumental has the sort of consistency and maybe gelling of the offensive line been in what you guys were able to do last week?
Yeah, so I think on both sides of the ball, that's where I think it started. It always does. So they're getting better. It's not all pretty. I don't really care about that. As long as they'll fight you, and they're doing that right now. And they're working to get better, but we've got room to improve. And, the one thing you got to give a lot of credit to is our field position. So special teams ended up being a huge factor there. Our punter was great. Santos was great. Nice kickoffs. And so defensively, they had to drive a long field. I gave our defensive line that opportunity to come off the ball, and they did that, and they kept them backed up, helped nullify the run game a little bit.
And you said Eric continues to play well. Was there a point in his return where you started to see the old Eric starting to come back?
Yeah, I kind of joked about it, but it's true. When he first came to us, he didn't have a lot of hair on his head. I mean, no eyebrows, no hair. Progressively, as the hair grew back, his game got better. I mean, I'm serious about this, and it's a tribute to him for just working through it. Now he's got a full head of hair, he's got the eyebrows, and he's playing well. And but I think that's what's taking place. He went through something that was traumatic. I mean, no matter how you cut it, I mean, it was brutal, and he fought through that, and now he's playing tremendous football right now. So, tribute to the kid. Well, initially it was just what kind of shape he was in, and he came in, and right from the start he said, listen, I'm gonna do everything. I mean, you can do these tests on me, and then he asked for more, and then we just gradually fed him every day. We were a little bit cautious with it, but I think it's paid off here. He's playing with great energy and just playing good football. But he's progressed. You felt like it was going to get here. You just felt like his mindset gave you that confidence that it was going to get to where we're at right now.
What were you concerned about?
Well, I had a chance to go down and visit with him. And when he was going through the chemo, and at about 2 o'clock he ran out of juice. I mean, it was just like, I need a nap. And I'm going, that's going to open your eyes a little bit. He had one hair growing out of his chin. He refused to cut that off, literally one hair. And, his parents did a great job. Dad's a phenomenal cook, and he found what he could eat, and he kept feeding him. And, I mean, it was just his mom did a great job with it, and that's a whole support unit. So those things register to you. You're looking and you're going, and he's telling you, I'm going to play. I'm going to get back. I'm going to be better than what I'm going to do this. And you're looking at him going, all right, well, we'll see. I mean, it's I'm looking at this, and you're telling me you're going to be this. But he battled. And he gave you that confidence that he was going to get there. It's a great story. Great story.
What is an offensive wear that makes him different
than what you do offensively? Yeah, he's smart. You remember he went to LSU as a quarterback. He's got the aptitude part of this thing. He can handle it. Stuff. That's why we were able to play him at tailback and fullback. He understands the pass game. He's got good hands, good athlete. Not the fastest guy in the world, but definitely is a powerful, powerful guy. And he's big. I mean, he's a big physical guy, and he's dirty tough. I mean, he is a tough, tough guy.
And
well, we thought we had to mix it up. I mean, that can be a very explosive defense. So, I mean, we felt like we had to mix it up. We've gone against these guys so many times, and it's been back and forth, back and forth. And so, we've got a lot of respect for them.
Last one, Ty.
To what degree do you ever mention playoffs and any discussion with them? And how different would it be now that you're clearly in control of what you can do?
Yeah, no, man. You you get the fish in the boat before you say, I caught it. So you just take care of business, man. Day in, day out, make sure your fundamentals are right, techniques are right, control those things. Then you don't have to worry about anything else.
But if you get the fish on the line, is it
you can't do that, man. Can't do that. It's got to be in the boat.
All right.